Kentucky has come back with two strikes in a row to Acker. So Acker's got to be a little defensive here. He's ready. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ends the inning. Chase one high in the strike zone. Radke gets the strikeout to end the inning. For Brenham in the top of the first. No runs. A hit. No errors. Two men are left. Bottom of the first coming up. Indians coming to bat. No score between Brenham and PNG. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at ALTEX.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game. High school sports fans, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine is your one source for all of your local high school sports information. Vibe is the only publication completely dedicated to high school sports, and it's absolutely free. You can pick up your Vibe magazine at local selected Kroger and TimeWise stores or at all Freddy locations. Or go to VibeHouston.com for a location near you. And to check out Vibe for online, up-to-the-minute features, videos, and rankings. Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine, completely dedicated to your kids, your schools, and your community. Right, we're in the game.
Bottom of the first inning, and here come the Indians of Fort Nature's Grove against Dane Acker of the Cubs. Hayden Guerra leads off. He was 3 for 5 last night and had the game-winning RBI. As the right-hander, Acker delivers a fastball at the knees, misses. First chance to see Acker this year on the hill. And the right-hander's next pitch is a ground ball right to Lockett, the second baseman. He'll flip it over and run away. Here's Logan Lejeune. He'll be followed by Austin Bose here in the bottom of the first. Defensively for the Cubs, Watson is in left. Joswak center. Avila is in right. The infield has Klusman at third, Swartz short, Lockett second, Marshall first, Weiss behind the plate, and the right-hander Acker on the hill. Here's Lejeune taking one low and away outside for a ball. Lejeune last night was 2 for 3, a double, a single, and a walk, reached 3 times. Fastball outside corner makes it 1-1 as that pops the glove of Weiss. June digs in, looks, and he'll take one down the line and right. This could be trouble. Avila's not going to get there. It's in the corner. On his way to second is Avila. He's going to make the turn. And here comes Lejeune, the third. The throw is not in time. A triple. An opposite field triple for Logan Lejeune. And he's at third. Took it right down the right field line. Avila may have had some trouble with the sun, but that was well hit by Lejeune. And here's Austin Bost. Bost, 1 for 2 last night with a fielder's choice. He walked twice, and he had an RBI with the bases loaded in the sixth. That brought in run 5. And a ground ball right past the PNG coach over at first. Coach Carter down at third as Bose trying to go the opposite way on Acker. Lejeune at third with one out. Hacker. Fastball makes it 0-2. Holden Lane, the DH, is on deck. Fly ball, foul territory, giving chase is Lockett, and he'll go into the bullpen on the first base side. Stays 0-2 on Boast. As we mentioned here at Sanders Stadium, lots of room in foul territory until you get down into the corners. Packers 0-2 pitch, the Boast. And a shot to right, base hit. Here comes LeJune to score, 1-0 Indians. And Austin Boast goes opposite field for the RBI. And it's 1-0 PNG. Here's Holden Lane, the DH. He was hit by a pitch, flied out three times to center field. He was 0-for-3. Boast at first with one out. And a run in for the Indians. Draws a throw from Acker, and he dives back in. Now Lane steps out of the box for a second, adjusts the gloves. And he's back in. And Acker misses down and away. Mentioned a very sunny evening here in Huntsville right now. We do see clouds in the distance, some nice white fluffy clouds. Just beyond the tree line, behind it. Runner goes, the ball gets away from Weiss, and Boast is easily in the second. That'll be a wild pitch that allows Boast, even though he steals the base. And now Weiss is going to come out and talk to Acker. As we mentioned, both coaches, we talked about it Wednesday night and talked about all throughout the playoffs. The one thing you do not want to do is give teams opportunities with things like wild pitches, pass balls, and errors. Because that just moved Boast up to scoring position at second base now with one out and a 2-0 count on Lane. Acker delivers right down the pipe for a strike, and it's 2-1. Coach Carter getting that arm loosened up down there at third. Boast, who's got good speed, good lead. Lockett leaning towards second for a possible pickoff, now backs away. And a chopper right back to Acker. He's got Boast hung up. He'll throw it to third, and now forcing Boast back to second. Klusman will make the tag to retire Boast. So that will go 1-5, getting Austin Boast fielder's choice for Lane. So with two outs and a runner at first, that'll bring up Nathan Vidrin. Vidrin last night, 1-for-4, singled in the third inning in game one. As the crowd continues to pour in here at Sanders Stadium, and that pitch misses out inside 1-0. Vidrin ready as he stepped out just for a second. Short lead for Lane, draws a throw. And he gets back on the bag. PNG leads 1-0. A one-out triple by LeJune, and he scored on the base hit by Boast. And now Marshall wants to talk to Acker. As looks like Lane kind of stumbled a little bit getting back into the bag and may have tweaked an ankle right there. He's walking it off as time was given by the first base umpire. We've got four of them in this game, so everything is covered here tonight. So Marshall back to first. Acker has the baseball. Short lead at first. Lane not going. The curveball misses. Ew, it just got the outside corner. 1-1. 1-1 to count. The next pitch from Acker. He's got the outside corner. Let her high. As Weiss squeezed that in and put a pitcher up for the umpire of that strike zone. 1-2 count on Vedrine. Foul tip, and Weiss couldn't hold on to it. Vedrine just had a piece of it. And Weiss unable to hold on to it. 1-2. And a fly ball out of play for first base side. Right now, it looks like they're trying to push the ball the opposite way are the Indians off the right-hander Acker. One, two, ground ball right to Swartz. He'll grab it, step on the bag at second, and that ends the inning. Six unassisted. But for PNG, the Indians get one run on two hits. There were no errors and one man left. One inning completed here in game two here in Huntsville. And it's Fort Nature's Grove 1, Brenham nothing, Texas Sports Radio.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Well, the first pitch to Marshall Coring is a strike from Josh Ranicki. He and his Port Nature Grove Indians leading 1-0 as the Cubs bat here in the top of the second inning. And a little flare out to right. Martin will make the catch. And one away. That'll bring up Hunter Avila, the right fielder. Avila, in Wednesday night's game one, was 0-2 with a walk. He was in center field Wednesday night, playing right field here in game two. Most in on the in from third, a ground ball, right, shortstop, Vedrine fires, and two away. Two quick outs for Ranicki here in the second. And that'll bring up Tristan Swartz, the shortstop. Swartz did not bat Wednesday night, so this will be his first visit to the plate here in this series. As Coring was DHing for him on Wednesday. First pitch outside and low from Ranicki. Outfield playing Swartz pretty much straight away. Wind starting to die down a little bit. Another one outside, 2-0. As we noticed, the repair job by the maintenance staff was taken care of on DeWine's helmet and face mask. And the 2-0 outside, 3-0. So after two quick outs, Swartz, 3-0 count from Radeke. Davion Lockett, the number nine hitter, waiting on deck. 3-0 in there for a strike. Almost all the time when you see, have somebody up 3-0, they're almost 99.9% taking that next pitch. 3-1. Fly ball out of play. Fills it 3-2 now on Swartz. This second inning being brought to you by Westside Chevrolet. The best way to buy is at Westside Chevrolet. And by Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Swartz trying to keep the inning alive for the Cubs as they trail 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. And a chopper right back to the pitcher. A little flip to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Radeke. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Going to the bottom of the second here in Huntsville. And Port Nature's Grove leading Brenham here in game two, 1-0. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's.